بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Last week, we discussed the sick heart, the heart that is spiritually sick. We mentioned the symptoms of such a heart, and then the remedy, the ilaj for a sick heart. And we said, inshallah, today we will discuss al-qalbu salim, a sound heart, a heart that is spiritually fit, it is spiritually healthy. If you recall, a heart that is sick. We mentioned that the heart has become corroded, infested, rusted with sins, such that the entire heart becomes enveloped with sins, it becomes dark. And the person then begins to love sinning. Ilful ma'asiyah. Gunas become part and parcel of his life. He enjoys sinning. So this takes him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very further away from Allah Rabbul Izzat Rahmat. Because he has become a slave of his shahwat. We mentioned this last week in detail. How the person becomes a slave of his desires, his evil desires, his passions. And then he begins to love sinning. And then he does not regard sin to be evil. He enjoys sinning to such an extent and such a level that he becomes very brazen and bold about the sins he commits. And he mentions and he brags to the people in public that last night I committed this sin, I did that. And then we mentioned the ilaj, that what this heart to be cured from the sicknesses it has, what a person should do. So today we discuss a qalb salim, a spiritually sound heart. So if you bear in mind the points we discussed last week, then you will understand a qalb salim, a sound heart, is free from, first of all, shirk, kufr. It has tawheed in it, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This heart has removed from it, it has expelled from it any type of shirk. And we find that a person, a child, if any person is born in this world, a child that is born, it is born on fitrah. كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. So every person that comes into this world, he is born with iman. Fitrah means iman. Then it is the parents and the environment the child grows up in that makes him loses iman, makes him a Yahudi or a Nasrani, whatever it may be, and he leaves iman. So the environment affects and influences this ma'soom child, the child that was born with iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this fitrat. And our hearts, we come into this world not with a filthy heart. No child has come into this world with a filthy heart. The heart is free from shirk. But because of the influence of the environment around us, and as the child grows, the peer pressure, the friends, the company, the person is now lured very easily, is enticed, attracted by evil things, the surroundings are evil, he gains very easy access to sins, especially the company that he is in, or the environment he is living in, if the parents are not bringing him up in a good dini environment, then he is going to be very easily sucked into the evils of society. And the youth, as he's growing, he feels that I've got plenty of time. I've got a lot of time, I've got a long life to live in this world. So let me enjoy myself. And this is the Western ideology, the Western influence that comes upon us. Let me enjoy my life, because everybody else is enjoying themselves. Look at everybody, how free they are. And they're doing as they please, not realizing فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غِيَّةً, which we explained last week. that these people, they have destroyed their salat, they have no contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are following the shahwat, the evil desires. So the person feels that he's got plenty of time at hand. And perhaps if he has to change, he can change later in life. My friends are enjoying themselves. Why shouldn't I enjoy myself with the various types of things that are available for us to enjoy with? So this heart then becomes ghafil of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It becomes totally negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It becomes heedless. The person doesn't bother about changing. But a qalbi salim, when a person has a sound heart, then he will gain the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A sick heart does not have that marifat of Allah, or very little marifat of Allah, or no marifat of Allah. A sound heart has the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person now begins to develop within himself the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the azamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatness of Allah ta'ala is embedded in his heart. And now he begins to obey Allah Rabbul Izzat. And he begins to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi explains, there are various degrees of love a person has. And he says the very, very basic and elementary, the very first level, the little love the person has in his heart, is if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'azallah, somebody makes tawheen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody mocks at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person, because of that love he has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately he will become upset and angry. And he will show his anger. Then how could you make tawheen of Allah Rabbul Izzat? This is the first level. And the second level is when a person hears the name of Allah, and he is sitting in a gathering of dhikrullah, Allah's name is mentioned, then immediately his heart begins to beat out of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name of my beloved has been taken. And now, as he is listening to the name of Allah, Allah, the desire to obey Allah comes into his heart. The ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That now I must obey my Allah. So he does it. For a little while now he becomes a dhakir. He becomes muti of Allah Rabbul Izzat. However, after some time, because he's not preserving and maintaining this qalbi salim, this sound heart, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's not maintaining it or increasing it, so it could happen that after some time, because again of the environment, this love may become deficient again. But a stronger level of love is when a person hears the name of Allah, the hay on his body stands, and his heart begins to beat. He now makes inabat ilallah. He turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he makes a very serious tawbatan nasuha. Now, the desire to obey Allah Rabbul Izzat is very, very strong, and he is determined. And he begins to do good deeds, and not only begins to do good deeds, he now enjoys doing good deeds. And more than that is the wrongs that he has done in his life, whatever it may have been, whether it was zina, riba, gambling, drugs, fornication, whatever it was, immediately he makes sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he refrains from all those things, he casts all those things away from his life. Now, his level of love for Allah Rabbul Izzat has increased tremendously. He's now becoming a true, genuine lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi has mentioned elsewhere, that a person, he, when he gains the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he begins to enjoy taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to listen to Allah Rabbul Izzat's name being taken. Azan is taking place, immediately he will hasten towards salat. And good deeds become easy in his life. When the person's heart is sick, then he will not go towards good deeds easily. There are certain occasions that comes into his life. There's a mayyit, there's a janazah, Eid, Jumu'ah. Then because he has, he's so called, so, so see, if he's forced to go, then he's present. But otherwise, when a person has a sound heart, now he is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enjoying taking the name of Allah, and not just taking the name of Allah by means of his tongue, his heart also is conscious of Allah. This heart, as we mentioned, it is the badshah, the king of the body. If this heart becomes sound and it is clear from all evils and temptations and vice, then the entire body will become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now every limb of his will also become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this life that the person now is enjoying of a qalbi salim, a sound heart. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in one hadith when somebody asked him, Man afdalun nas, who's the best of people? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who is saduqul lisan and makhmumul qalb. And saduqul lisan means he's very honest with his tongue. It is not lie. He's trustworthy. He speaks the truth. There's no lies in his life. When he speaks the truth. And makhmumul qalb. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is makhmumul qalb? Rasulullah mentioned that al-qalbun naqiyu taqi, that heart which is pure, it is pious. In other words, it has that very strong connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. La ghilla fihi wa la baghya wa la hasada. There is no jealousy in his heart, there is no enmity in his heart. There is no evil passion, desires in his heart. He has rid his heart from all those things. So, in Arabic, makhmum al-qalb refers to when a person sweeps his house and he removes the dirt. In essence, this person has removed the dirt of evil from his heart. Now, the marifat of Allah is a very strong marifat he has. And the inabat and turning to Allah is a very strong one. Every moment of his life, he's conscious of Allah and he makes sure that he does not slip into sin. And if he does slip into sin, he'll immediately make tawbatan nasuha. He'll feel that nadamat and pain. How could I do wrong? My Allah provides for me so much of ni'mat and I must follow shaitan and my nafs. My Allah has been so kind to me. My Allah has blessed me with iman. My Allah gives me the chance to take his mubarak name. So now he will ensure that he is always obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's becoming closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is as-sayr ila Allah. We are all on this journey. Sayrun in Arabic means safar. We are traveling. All of us from the time we have come into this world till maut, we are traveling towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is called as-sayr ila Allah. Hazrat Mawlana Salim Durrat Sahib Damat Barakatuhum explained, one is sayr ila Allah. We are going on this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one is as-sayr fillah, the journey enjoying the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he explains that if somebody wants to go for a holiday or he's going overseas and somebody speaks about Turkey and he says, okay, like I have intended to go on a safar to Turkey. He's never been there before. So he'll make all those preparations to go, to embark on this journey. He'll purchase his ticket, he'll go to the travel agent, he'll sort out his dates, his departure, arrival, his accommodation, various things he will do. He will even find a brochure on Turkey, finding out which are the sites that I should go visit, this museum or that masjid, whatever it may be. This is by way of example. We're not encouraging anybody to go for vacation to Turkey, but this by way of example, that the person now, he is looking forward and he makes all those preparations. So he'll always phone the agent that just check my accommodation is sorted out, my tickets, everything. And now he is going, he embarks on this journey, he's taken the flight and he reaches Turkey. So this is as-sayr ila Allah. But now whilst in Turkey, he's going to be enjoying the different sites, the scenic sites that a person is going to see. Whatever he's more inclined towards, the masajid, and he will visit the mashayikh, whatever it may be. He may be go to the Topkapi Museum, and you see the relics there of Islamic relics that have been left there. So he will go, and now he'll be enjoying these various places. And sometimes he'll go again and again to those places. And even after seeing and spending some time, he still wants to go again. And you see, I'm not satiated, I still want more and more. And this is a sayr fillah. The person now is immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment he's enjoying his love with Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is what Hazrat Mawla Fazlur Rahman Gandh Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi, when he used to make sajda, he used to say, I do not wish to raise my head from the ground because it is as though Allah is showering his special love to me. I'm enjoying that bond with Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is every moment now, a person is becoming closer and closer. And this is the love that is drawing him more and more to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala grant us this love. But it begins from Al-Qalb Al-Saleem, a sound heart. On the day of Qiyamah, a person's wealth, his children will not benefit him. It is only this Qalb Al-Saleem that will come to Allah Rabbul Izzat without any kufr in his heart, without any nifaq, without any shirk in his heart. His heart will be free from shahwat and shubuhat, evil desires, and any doubts regarding deen and shariat and Quran and sunnah. He won't have any doubts. His heart is pure and free from all these things. His intention is khalisan li wajillah. Whatever ibadat he makes, he does not do it for show. I'm doing this. I've come to the masjid. I'm reading Quran. I'm making this zikr. I'm making this wazifa. No, it is solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll have qana'at in his heart. He'll be content with whatever little Allah has provided for him. His focus is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what will be in his life, every moment of his life, enjoying the journey to Allah and then the journey in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Isai Duru Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Hadiri, Allah, Nadiri, Allah, Shahidi, Allah, Ma'i, Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله grant us a قلب سليم يا الله Ya Allah, our hearts are sick, my Allah. Our hearts are dead, my Allah. Our hearts are covered with the rust of sins, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha. Ya Allah, hamari gunahon ko maaf farma. Hamari khataon ko maaf farma. Hum bahut kamzor hain, hum zaeef hain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you created us, my Allah. You are our Malik and Khaliq and Raziq, my Allah. You have given us beshumar, countless of ni'mats, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah, for being ungrateful servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every ni'mat you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Especially the ni'mat of iman, my Allah. And the ni'mat of being an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq and hidayat, Ya Allah, to refrain from all type of sins, my Allah. Allah, sins we committed in the broad daylight, in public, in privacy, or in the darkness of the night, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever we committed those sins, my Allah, you are watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We still committed those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and polish and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, humari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allah, you are ghaffar al-dhunub. You are satar al-uyub. Allah, give us that himmat and courage to refrain from all type of sins now, my Allah. Give us a pakiza zindagi, my Allah. Give us a pure life, my Allah. Grant us hayatan tayyiba, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us, ya Allah. Everyone who is raised his hand now, my Allah. Grant us afiyat, my Allah. In this world and the akhirat. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, ya marifat, ya qurb. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of ibadat, my Allah. The sweetness of making sajda in front of you, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away iman, my Allah. Protect the iman, ya Allah, you have given us, my Allah. Ya Allah, and our parents and wives and our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Let not a single one of us become murtad, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamar iman ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, abru izzat ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect our masajid, our marakis, our madaris, our lives, our businesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, our properties, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. Ya Allah, protect all of us from all type of diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are in hospitals, my Allah. So many people at homes, they are not well, my Allah. Shifa is in you, your hands, my Allah. You are Shafi, my Allah. Allah, you grant them shifai kamil, my Allah. And all the marhumini, Allah, give them jannatul firdaus, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Allah, some have passed away in accident, my Allah. May Allah, members of their families have passed away, my Allah. It will be so difficult, ya Allah, for those who are surviving, ya Allah. For that mother who has lost her child, for that wife who has become a widow, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah, grant him sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give all of us maut with iman. Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Bariyal in Jannatul Baqih, my Allah. Grant us the shafa'at, the intercession of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. The Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, without any hisab kitab, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us Jannah to Firdaus, my Allah. Allah, in Jannah, give us all the bounties, especially, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the tawfiq of seeing you in Jannah, my Allah. Allah, do not deprive any one of us, my Allah, from this great bounty, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of us, our parents, our grandparents, our family members, our friends, ya Allah, our mashayikh, our ulama, our students, ya Allah, our musallis, ya Allah, our friends. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us have to beg and stretch our hands to any of your makhluk, my Allah. Anta al-ghani wa nahnu al-fuqara'u ilayk. Ya Allah, we are fuqara'u, my Allah. We are begging from you only, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een, my Allah. You alone do we worship and you alone we ask for help, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu madad farma, ya Allah. Whoever is maqruz, ya Allah, you help him to fulfill his debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever parishani we have, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove the difficulties of the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have tonight, my Allah. We have raised our hands, ya Allah. We are only begging from you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. There is no other Allah we can turn to. There is no other person we can beg from, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-ghammu, farrij al-hammu, mujib da'wati al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya ya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Allah, make our children our grandchildren. Allah, the coolness of our eyes, ya Allah, make them excellent حفاظ علماء صلحاء أتقياء أبرار مقربين مقبولين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. Allah, all those requested duas answered their jais murad also. حاضرين غائبين سبق دعاء قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا. علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.